Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ruth King is here. Ruth is one of our favorite people in the Brain Trust. I've been hanging out with us now for 16 years. She's the CEO of Profitability Revolution, the author of The Ugly Truth About Business, The Ugly Truth About Managing Employees, The Courage to Be Profitable, which is a landmark book, also Profit or Wealth, and so many others that she has written that you got to know about, because every word of it will help you not only be happy in your business, but sustain it. Ruth King, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to be part of your last week.
Well, I mean, obviously, we couldn't have it without you. you're part of the cornerstone of all the things we've done. You know, Ruth, one of the things that you may have heard me say as I was bringing you in the previous segment is that I'm convinced. I'd put a marker down that 9 out of 10 of the businesses that survived the pandemic, not unscathed. Nobody was unscathed. Everybody got scathed. But the ones that survived and are here today, still opening their doors, 9 out of 10 of them did so because they practiced some form of profitability and retaining those profits. And they understood that cash is king, but profit is sustainability. What do you think?
Well, how about cash is emperor?
Cash is emperor and profit is the kingdom. Profit is the kingdom, right?
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, it's true because one of the things, and I figured that in our last show together, I would talk about some things that people can do forever. And, you know, the lessons learned from me, I didn't come unscathed. None of us did. But we all had cash in the bank. And we all had, you know, and I say now a minimum of 3 months, because even people who got the PPP loans, the initial loans took about 3 months. So you needed 3 months of cash to survive. And if you don't have that in a savings account somewhere or access to it somewhere other than a line of credit from the bank, they all got spooked. You're going to be in trouble the next time. You know, it may not be this type of pandemic, but something right. will happen. And so the easiest way that I know of to save cash is to take 1% of every dollar that comes in the door and put it in a savings account. And you're going to go, you know, you take $1,000 and you put 10 bucks in, you know, like that's not going to do anything. Actually, over a period of time, it does do something. And if it's your busy time, take 2 or 5% and just put it away. And that little bit, you know, that $10 adds up, that $100 adds up. And all of a sudden in a year or so, you've got $20, $30, $50, $100,000 or more in the bank account.
For every $100 sale you make, put a dollar in the savings.
Absolutely.
Every $100, 1%. Now, of course, somebody's going to say, well, wait a minute. You know, I only make $9 on that $100 sale or whatever the number is, you know. And of course, I mean, people, if you're jumpy about $1 for $100, then you need to go back and listen to Ruth and me talk about pricing your product, right, Ruth? You're not making enough gross profit,
right? And so if you say I can't even put a dollar in, raise your prices from $100 to $101.
Right.
Nobody will complain.
That's right. That's right.
I mean, just do it, and have the discipline to do it. And if you've got a bookkeeper who's doing your books, and you just make her in charge of it, she knows what gets deposited every week. And you take it, or whoever takes it, goes out of your operating account into a savings account once a week.
Right.
That's it. You got to do it every week.
And it will be reported as profit, just like everything else, and you'll pay taxes on it. And so whenever you use it 5 years from now to buy the building next to you or to add to your technology or to hire another level of management, It's already paid for. It's already been earned and taxed.
I had one of my clients actually do that. In the last recession, the building next door came up for sale for a song, and he had been saving the money for like 8 years. He wrote a check.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what I mean when I say that profit is the kingdom. That now his kingdom has got bigger. And it's safe because he owns it.
Yeah. Well, he sold it recently, and he goes, I'm not telling you what I sold it for. I'm sure he did very well with it. But that's the point, is he had the money in the bank. He saw an opportunity to buy the building. It was his building next door, and he rented it out, and so he was a double winner at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, just save it. You know, 1% is not going to kill anybody.
And you know, the other thing is really important here, Ruth. A lot of people, when you and I talk about financial management, they go, oh, my God, I don't want to be an accountant, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. And what you're telling us is, folks, how complicated, how mathy is a dollar, take a dollar out of every hundred? How mathy is that? I mean, that's not even fourth grade math. That's first grade math.
I don't think it's first grade math. I think it's just do
preschool. It's preschool math. But no, I mean, this is not what we're talking about. Is not this is not accounting, is it? It's not even bookkeeping.
It's not complicated. Nope. Well, actually, it is because you have to account for it.
It is discipline.
All right.
It is discipline, though. It is about discipline.
Yep. That's all it is discipline. It's just doing it every Friday. That's it. Just do it every Friday, and you'll get in the habit of doing it, or you'll make your bookkeeper do it or whomever do it, and you're going to be surprised how quickly the money builds up. And my only caution is when it gets bigger, don't get tempted to spend it, because I had one of my clients do that, and he went to the big boys toy store.
Oh,
and
no.
Spent, yeah.
Oh, no.
And he realized what he did afterwards, because I got on his case big time about it, and he goes, never do that one again.
Big boy toy store. Now, Ruth, now you've stopped preaching and started meddling when you talk about the big boy toy store. Hey, Ruth, I need your website. I need your website, please.
The best website is ruthking.info. Has everything on it.
Ruthking.info. That's got all the videos, all the books.
Everything.
So much stuff. How she works with her clients, and boy, howdy, does she help them. I know the story she has told. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasting Game. Right back with the awesome and beautiful Ruth King. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.